Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 2nd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta intends to acquire the Dutch smart eyewear company LuxExcel. The company uses 3D printing for prescription lenses, recently focusing on printing integrated tech like LCD displays into the lenses. Previous reporting indicated Meta worked with LuxExcel on lenses for its Project Aria AR glasses under development. Admins for the popular PyTorch machine learning framework warned that a malicious dependency with the same name as the Torch Triton library was available on Python Package Index from December 25th through the 30th. Users installing PyTorch nightly builds through that time should check for signs of compromise. Bleeping Computer reports the malicious dependency shows 2,300 downloads in the past week. Google reached settlements in separate lawsuits with attorneys general from Washington, D.C. and Indiana over its location tracking practices. The company will pay a combined $29.5 million in fines. As part of the settlement, Google agreed to include a pop-up notification for users with location history on to make the practice explicit and maintain a central web page that discloses all location tracking practices and policies. In November, Google reached a similar settlement with 40 states, agreeing to pay a $392 million settlement. A judge will hear the first pretrial hearing in the U.S. government's case against Microsoft seeking to block its acquisition of Activision Blizzard on January 3rd. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission filed a complaint to block the deal on December 8th. Developer Philip Wang released a text-generating model that can behave similar to OpenAI's ChatGPT called Palm plus RLHF. This combines Google's Palm large language model with a learning technique called reinforcement learning with human feedback. Unlike ChatGPT, the model isn't pre-trained, meaning anyone interested would need to compile gigabytes of text to train the model and host hardware able to handle the training workload. Given the model's 540 billion parameters, training isn't trivial. The open-source Bloom model, with a mere 176 billion parameters, took 384 NVIDIA A100 GPUs 3 months to train. The physics calculation computer program Form came out in the 1980s, but still serves to solve some of the longest equations in science, often with millions of terms. Form remains relevant due to its novel way of mapping memory, allowing for faster processing of massive equations. Its developer, Dutch particle physicist Joost Vermeseren, largely remains Form's only maintainer. At 73 years old, he's beginning to step back from work on Form. Some younger physicists work on Form development sporadically, but academic career incentives generally push them to publish new papers, not develop tools like Form. Vermeseren will hold a Form summit in April to plan for future development. Twitter's landlord for its San Francisco office filed a lawsuit in a state court in San Francisco for failure to pay rent. The landlord notified Twitter on December 16th it would default on its lease if it didn't pay rent within 5 days. Last month, New York Times reported Twitter hadn't paid rent on any of its global offices in weeks. Samsung announced a new design chief for its mobile experience design team, Hubert H. Lee, the former chief design officer for Mercedes-Benz China. At Mercedes, Li oversaw the company's design teams in China and the U.S. Google began rolling out TV controls in the Google Home app, supported on TVs with Google Assistant. This allows for changing volume, cycling power, play and pause, and changing sources. The feature appears to be initially coming to LG and Samsung TV owners that opted into the Home app preview program. Verizon shut down its 3G service in the U.S. at the end of 2022, following similar moves from T-Mobile and AT&T earlier in that year. It initially planned to shut down its 3G network in 2019. Verizon informed customers that 3G devices would have lines suspended starting the day before their December billing cycle, but will still let customers call 911 and Verizon customer service through the day before the February 2023 billing cycle. And finally, in other shutdown news, Apple shut down the weather app Dark Sky. It began notifying users in September about the shutdown. Apple bought Dark Sky in March 2020 and began integrating its technology into iOS's weather app since that time. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.